వందేహం శ్రీగురు.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 12th of June 1974 in Paris, France.
The original beauty.
The original beauty is the animals. They remain naked. The original beauty is animals. The animals, they do not dress. In the human society, they cover. Animals do not cover. Therefore, original beauty is animal.
They say that this is, the body is made by God. Why cover it up? Nakedness is the work of God.
No. God said that you should cover. And they are becoming naked now. What is that? They're laughing.
Crazy. Do we go left side? Right. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
When there is a big kirtan party, then they stop laughing very quickly.
What are these buildings?
This is a big museum.
Museum?
Yes. There's everything man creates.
And why does he die?
Without knowledge.
Who has created death? Who has created death? Man creates everything, but who has created your death, Mr. Man? What is the answer?
He has not created anything then.
No. I accept the man has created everything, but who has created your death? Is there any answer?
Well, man has not created death.
That means somebody has created. So how you can say that man has created everything? The fallacy, you see. How rascal they are. That I wanted to say.
You have quoted a great English poet who says that man has created the city and God has created the country.
This is a statement from Mr. Cowper. Man has created nothing. Suppose this building man has created, but where from the ingredient comes? Has man the creator? This stone man has created? What are you saying? Is this stone creation of man?
No.
Then what? You have done the work of a laborer, that's all. You have taken ingredients from God and worked hard and transform into a step, that's all. Your creation means just like carpenter creates a furniture. That's all. That is his creation. That is the economic law says, the man cannot create anything, he can simply transform. These trees, has man created these trees? Why do they claim man has created everything?
But they will say that they made the garden.
Huh?
They will say that they made a very
That's
nice
all,
garden.
That is a business of gardener, servant, not creator. That is the business of the servant, just like I keep a gardener servant and do like this, do like that. That is not his creator. It is my money he has created. Therefore, it is Krishna, everything. That is Krishna consciousness. That you have not created anything. You are servant, you are working, and Krishna is giving you your subsistence, that's all. Why didn't you accept that you are servant of God instead of claiming that you have created? What you have created? This is our challenge. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Yes. What you have created?
Life becomes so artificial in a big city that people don't see that they depend on God.
In a city or country, that I don't say that Mr. Copper is perfect in his statement. City is also created by God. City is also created by God. God has given you the ingredients, He has given you the intelligence, and you create. Where from you get the intelligence? We'll answer this. Where from the man gets his intelligence? What is the verse? Matasmiti jnanam apuvanam sarvasya chahun vidhijanmi. So, he's sitting in everyone's heart and he's giving intelligence. And because the intelligence comes from God, therefore one is more intelligent, one is less intelligent. Because intelligence is not his. It is by the mercy of God. One gets more intelligence, one gets less intelligence. See, intelligence is supplied by God.
Yeah, but they claim to have found a way of making people biologically more intelligent now. Scientists claim they found a way of making babies more intelligent.
That they are giving in so many things, therefore we kick on their face. That they promise so many things but cannot do anything. And that is the defect of the so-called scientists. They are promising by scientific method we shall make man deathless. Do they not say?
Yes.
But have they made deathless? Simply a dream. That's all. Utopian dream.
Even if they succeed in one area of doing something they promised,
they
create something that they didn't want to. They create some other problem that they didn't expect.
What they have created? They are creating, but it is still dependent. Suppose they have created this horseless carriage. Now they are crying. Where is the petrol? Where is the petrol? So God, if does not supply petrol, then all these horseless carriage will be pieces of tin, that's all. Can you create petrol? Then what is the value of your this horseless carriage? You are dependent on God. What you have created and what you can do? You can create war only to fight man to man, and when you are in danger, then you go to church. God save us, God save us. That you can create. And instead of peacefully living, accepting God as the Supreme, you can create war. That's all. Like dogs, they create war. So this is a nice part. Why do you go so far? It is a nice part. Now you create something to enjoy. It's like, who created this building? Napoleon?
No.
Then?
A museum for exhibitions.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The man who created, he is kicked out. Get out. What did he do? So I have created this thing, I must enjoy. Why he is kicked out? Why? Why you are kicked out? Answer somebody.
It's just like this body. It's not the real proprietor.
Therefore, yeah. And not only kicked out, who knows that he has been given a different body, maybe cats and dogs. What is the value of this creation? Suppose I create this building and on account of mentality, nature gives me next body a dog, and then what is my profit?
There was that man who came to see you a couple of days ago. His argument was, we can't really say for sure because it's not perceivable that we will take a dog's body. But at least this is something we can understand. Here's something, a nice accomplishment.
You understand, but you can understand also that you will be kicked out. Don't you understand it?
He doesn't know it.
Huh? That was a fool.
It's a statement that says that.
Suppose if I do something here in Paris, and if you say
Sir, as soon as your visa is finished, you will be kicked out. Shall I be interested to create anything? That is intelligence. I will be kicked out after 2 months. Now, why shall I construct such a big scheme? That is intelligence. If this rascal knows that he will be kicked out, still he works day and night for collecting bricks and stone and he becomes a big man. When a foolish rascal, he is considered a big man. Therefore, sabir brahu stakhari, sanskruta purusha
pot. People argue that God has given us our intelligence and our senses, therefore we must enjoy.
Yes. You enjoy, the dog is also enjoying. What you are enjoying more than the dog? Dog also eat, you also eat. Dog also sleep, you also sleep. Dog also enjoy sex life, you also enjoy sex life. Dog is also afraid of his enemy, you are also afraid of your enemy. So what is the difference between you and dog? Why you claim that you have become very great? What is the difference between the dog's mentality and your mentality? God has given you intelligence to understand that you are nothing, God is everything, just realize it. That is intelligence. That is intelligence. When he understands God is great, I am his servant, that is real reality. That is his intelligence. Otherwise he is exactly like the dog. What is his intelligence?
People today have reasoned God is dead with their intelligence.
God is not dead, your intelligence is dead. You have got a dead body and you are proud of it. Decoration of the dead body, and you are decorating the dead body. The body is dead, that's a fact. Because as soon as you soul get out, it is dead body. But if the body is already there, that means I am occupying a dead body. So long I am there, it is working on you. But the body is dead. And you are decorating the dead body. You are so intelligent. You are interested with the dead body. And you have no intelligence to see that it actually is dead body. Because as soon as I will go away, it is dead body. The body is dead. But just like motor car, it is dead. If there is no petrol, it is dead. Similarly, your body is dead. They try to understand. And if somebody decorates a dead body, is very intelligent. Your all acquisition is decoration of the dead body. That is your verse. A pranasahi dehasa mannanang lokaranjanam. Lokaranjanam. You can get some rascal and fool some applause. Oh, you are so nice, you are decorating dead body. But intelligent man will say, what a fool he is, that he is decorating a dead body.
There's a story about an emperor who commissioned a tailor to make some clothes for him. So the tailor outsmarted him and told the king, I have made you invisible clothes.
Oh.
So the king said, oh, how wonderful, I am the only person with such clothes. So he wore the invisible clothes and went out in public. And because he was the king, everyone was saying, oh, just see how beautiful clothes he has. But then one simple person said, why is the king walking naked?
So a simple person is more intelligent than the so-called sophisticated citizen decorating the dead body. I think in my Back to Godhead, I wrote this article.
One old Back to Godhead. One old Back to Godhead.
Yeah. Decoration of the dead body.
You might ask why we decorate the deity. We say that. Why do we decorate a stone deity?
Because it is not dead. It is living. They can put forward this argument. But that you do not know. We are decorating the real body. Now, what will be our question next?
You say it's real body, but it appears to be stone.
Why stone? Stone is also God's body. You don't know that? Do you know it or not?
Yes, in the universal form.
No, universal form. Krishna says, Bhumi rapa anala vayu. Bhumi means the earth. That is my body.
They would say there are no symptoms of life in the deity.
No, there is life, but you have no eyes to see. Yeah. There is life. It's the supreme life. Only premanyana charita bhakti bilachana, one is devotee, he can see. Otherwise, are we fools, rascals, that we are worshipping a dead body? Do you mean to say, after reading so many books, we are worshipping stone? You have no eyes. You have to create that eyes to see that here is personally Krishna present. Archavata.
They can't even see that in an animal other than human, there's soul.
Yes.
So how can they understand the
deity? Therefore, they have to become our student and become our disciple to understand the science. Otherwise, why there is propaganda? If we remain the same fool and rascal, that is the conscious plan. That this stone is also, there is Virat. There is also Krishna.
But by that argument, then this body is also Krishna, made of earth and water.
Yes, it is Krishna, but you are thinking who you are. That is Krishna. Therefore, this body should be engaged for Krishna's service. That is Krishna consciousness. As soon as you accept this body is Krishna, then you cannot employ it for other purposes. But that realization you have known. Why do you say it is Krishna? You are thinking your body or your body. Where is that consciousness?
Personalists argue, when they read the verse Aham Sarvasu Bhutesu, they argue that Krishna is in the heart of every living entity.
Yes.
Therefore every living entity is Krishna.
What? If I am in the room, I am room. Is that very good argument? Because I am in this room, I have become room. Is that argument very sound? Krishna is within this body, I am also within this body. Does it mean I am body or Krishna is this body? Krishna is everything. Tatamidam sadvam jagat abhakta bhurtina. I am spread all over the universe in my impersonal feature. Jagat abhakta. Masrani sarvabhutani. Everything is in me. Nahangte, but I am not there. This is called simultaneously one and different. Achinta Veda. That one has to understand. Where there is no Krishna consciousness, that is different from Krishna. Otherwise everything is Krishna.
The other religions do not give information.
We are not talking of religions, we are talking of science.
Yes.
So there don't bring any image, religion. A type of religion is may believe something blindly.
Yes.
That is not our concern. We are talking of the science. If I say that stone is also Krishna, is not that the science?
The signs of how God's energies are working.
Yes. That's like if I say heat is also fire. Is there any wrong?
Hmm.
Is there any wrong?
No.
Heat is also fire. But at the same time, heat is not fire. What is the difficulty to understand? If I say heat is also fire, but heat is not fire, what is the wrong? Yes. Therefore the fire quality is there. Heat is the quality of the fire. Just like you test sugar. The sweetness is also sugar. And the form is also sugar.
See, if stone is also Krishna,
then
why are we worshipping all stone? Then why don't we worship all? Here is also some stone. Why don't we worship
it? You worship because you are rascal, you worship.
No,
we worship Krishna in his form, but you are formless, you worship that stone. When we make the form of Krishna in stone, then you worship. Not that any stone. Because Krishna is everything, that does not mean I have to worship the dog. That you worship. Because you are impersonalist, you worship dog. And you are doing that. In the morning you take a dog and worship it. That is your business. Our business is to worship the form of Krishna.
Could we say that anyone who is engaged in glorifying the body is actually engaged in idol worship? Anyone who is engaged
that
in...
That is already answered. Krishna says, the body is myself, but still I am not there. So you cannot say, by worshipping your body, you are worshipping Krishna. At that time he is not there. although the body is also Krishna.
Sometimes they argue, how do you know this deity is Krishna and this one it isn't? Because each deity looks a little different to the material eyes.
So you have to pluck out the material eyes, then you will see that it is all right. First of all, let me pluck out your material eyes. Then you will see. Therefore it is said, Premanjana Churita, eyes with love of God. Take back, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw Jagannath Deity. Jagannath Deity is not very beautiful. But immediately he saw Krishna and fainted. You have to make that eyes, then you will see. If your present eyes have to be plucked out, then you will see. Who is that statue? So they have made this art. Suppose a real man, an woman stands here. Will it be considered as art or criminal? Then, their art is criminal.
But their argument is that when you glorify the body of man...
We don't glorify the body. Who glorifies the body of man? We say it is dead body. Dead body means that there is no glorification. It is condemned. We say dead body. Decoration of the dead body.
Catholic Renaissance art, they glorified the dead body. Leonardo da Vinci glorified the body of man.
That is called Bhutajya. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita, worshipping the material element. Here, in Western countries, that is the prominent Bhutajya. What is the other side? Lion? They cover some cloth, some loose cloth. Is it not? Yeah. This is French art to make naked.
A little more advanced.
Huh? Yes. Therefore nowadays students are walking naked in America. Advanced. More advanced.
There was one picture in the paper of one student running to receive his diploma without any clothes on.
You see how much rascal they are becoming. Take care of your son. It is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
If the material creation is created by Krishna, then man cannot destroy it. Although they are thinking that if they have a nuclear war, then they will destroy the earth.
What do they understand?
They are thinking
the
earth will just blow up with all the atomic bombs.
That means this earth will be finished?
Yes.
They're expecting that? The earth will be finished?
They think it's within their power.
Huh?
It's within their power.
Within their power, so many things. They're imagining. That is not possible. You can make a big hole only, that's all. Then where he'll stand. Suppose he finishes the art, then he is also finished. Then what is the credit? If you cut your own throat, is there very good credit? Then what is the credit? Suppose he has manufactured something, then the art will be finished. Then he will be also finished. So what is God's loss? There are millions of earth-like planets floating in the sky. So one is lost, so what is God's loss? It is your loss, that you are finished. Is that very good invention, to finish yourself? You are being finished, and now you have invented an instrument to be finished. You will be finished, wait for that. Why are you anxious to invent something to finish yourself? Is that very good intelligence? You will be finished. That's a fact. So why you have invented machine to finish yourself quickly and you want to take credit? Then he proves he's a nonsense. He's a nonsense.
If God is all good, why does he permit so many wars to go on?
Because he wants to be finished. You create a war to be finished. God does not create. It's just like you have created this weapon. In the name of finishing our enemy, you will be finished. Is that very good credit? and God has created like that? You have created. Why didn't you understand this?
Well, why has God permitted me to do such a horrible thing?
Yes, that is your little independence. God does not want to touch it. You, by your independence, go to hell or go to heaven. That's your choice. God says that don't use your independence by malpractice. Sarva dharman purityajyaman. That is God's say. You surrender to me, I'll guide you. But if you misuse your independence, that's your business. You go to hell or heaven, that's your business.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama. They are all demigods, these pictures.
Demi-animals.
This is, I think, Adam and Eve in the middle. There must be some sense.
Yes, there is.
People are believing that at the end of life, there's just death. So why worry about anything else? Therefore, we should just enjoy right now.
That is the difference between you and animals. The animal is in the slaughterhouse. He is not worried. But why you are worried? Suppose if you are brought into slaughterhouse, and if you know that it is slaughter, are you not worried? And animal is not worried. He is eating grass, that's all. So that is the difference between animal and man. If you are not worried, then you are animal.
You once said that human life is pessimistic.
Yes, dissatisfaction. If you are not worried, that means you are animal. You are not human.
Is that like Pilad Maharaj's prayer when he saw Lord Nrisimhadev? He said, I am not afraid of your ferocious form, but I am afraid of this material world.
Yes,
sorry.
Yes. He has given nice reference. A devotee, although sees God in his lion feature and very ferocious, he knows he is God, he is my Lord. But this so-called advancement of material civilization is the greatest enemy. Material civilization is very, very backward. Maya Mohit, he will be captivated by the so-called stones and bricks and he'll forget God. That is the disease of the Western world. They are very much fond of these stones and bricks and therefore they have no knowledge about God. The electricity, the electrons, the radio, the everything machine and stone, they have got forgotten God. Jara vidya sa maya, more you materially advance, you forget God. Human life is meant for reviving our relationship with God, but if you forget God, then what kind of civilization it is? You are forgetting your real business.
Some people use the argument, Srila Prabhupada, that by this advancement of technology, it will free us to think of philosophical.
They will free us. Or that will never come. That will never come. Therefore, they are called vairattamanya. They are captivated by the external feature. And one who is leading them, he is also blind, and one who is following, he is also blind. Andhagatham deivapaniyaman. Stipisa tantra udhavani bhagda. They do not know the material laws are so strong that they are not free to do anything.
They are thinking that the technology will free them.
No.
The technology cannot
free them. It will bind them.
It simply creates newer problems.
That's all.
Some people glorify suffering in the material world because they say this increases their sense of appreciating the momentary happiness they have.
Yes, that is good. That's good, yes. Blessings have
adversity.
Therefore, according to Vedic system, big king, they give up their kingdom and become sannyasi mendicant. Voluntary acceptance of adversity. This is good. To live very comfortably and forget God is not good. When he is attracted by Krishna, he'll forget. Just like we are more or less not attracted by these material features. Because you have little attraction for Krishna. Yes? So increase your attraction for Krishna, you'll forget all nonsense. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatrasa. That bhakti means more realization of God and forgetting all this nonsense. That is bhakti. That is the test of bhakti. How much you have become disinterested with this material advance. That is bhakti. Advancement. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Niskinchanas. At last, when we feel that now I am dispossessed of all this material nonsense, then you make progress. And so long you feel I have got this, I have got that, I have in possession this, that means your material disease is continuing. When you feel that I do not have anything material, that is the beginning of bhava.
The devotee's greatest enemy.
He himself. Because he is a rascal, he is his greatest enemy. So just get out of this rascal dam and he become your friend. Nobody is enemy. You are yourself your enemy. Nobody is enemy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada.